Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for coming tonight. As you all know, I've been asked to report to local school committees in the new Grace's Creek Activity Camp, which is in the final stages of construction as we speak. So let's first of all have a look at a sketch of the overall layout. I'll point out the major features and show you a few slides of the facilities as we go. Remember that some of them are a work in progress. Well, as you see, the site is roughly rectangular, and it's bordered on the south by Grace's Creek. This is a narrow and fairly slow-moving stream that's been cleaned up a lot in recent years, actually. Now, if you approach from the south, you cross Grace's Creek and turn right into the camp. So coming from the north, you'll see a bus stop just before you get to the camp itself. From the main gate, the driveway turns immediately left around the edge of the camp, and while you're on the driveway, if you look right, down to the opposite end of the space across the lake, you can see the student dormitory, the largest building on the site. You'll see that there's a shared jogging and walking track which runs next to the driveway, and in fact runs all around the perimeter of the camp next to the wall. Now, going back to the driveway, just before the drive turns right, there are a couple of tennis courts, but they're not quite ready for use yet. And in the corner there, opposite the tennis courts, is the basketball court. It seems to be more popular with the kids than tennis these days. Okay, so the path turns left into that large rectangular space, which is the car park, obviously, with space for about 80 cars and up to 5 coaches. So coming back out of the car park, you can turn left onto the jogging track to walk around to the student dormitory. As you go, you pass a couple of small chalets on the right, which are the permanent staff houses. While we're on the topic of accommodation, there's also a guest hostel in the centre of the south side. That's directly overlooking the lake, and it's for business groups. The climbing wall is just to the left of it. The lake, by the way, is artificial, but it is just deep enough for kayak training and even windsurfing or paddleboarding. That small building on the edge of the lake is the boathouse for the storage of all the water sports equipment. Now, the stream can also be used for kayaking, and there's a small gate in the south wall leading out to it. It's a great spot for picnics, too, so there's a picnic shelter just there.